First Chronicles 29, verse 11, listen to this. It says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all." Whew, that is a fantastic verse. Amen and amen. First Chronicles 29, verse 11. It's so good to see you. Happy Sunday. This is June 6th, 2021. I am Joey Kroll, and this program is called Sunday Worship. It has been on the air for several years. We do more than just hit play on a CD player or a cassette player or on a computer player. We focus on Scripture. Songs. We have devotions. We have encouragement sprinkled in throughout the program as well. So let's prepare our hearts and minds on Christ. Here's Casting Crowns to lead things off, and Only Jesus right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Make it count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is empty dreams. I got lost in the lie, but it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And I don't want to leave a legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus. And I've only got one life to live. I'll let every second point to Him. Only Jesus. Trophies won will crumble into dust when it's said and done. And all that really matters is, did I live the truth to the ones I love? Was my life the proof that there is only one? I don't care if they remember me, only Jesus.
Yeah, casting crowns today and only Jesus. Hope you're having a great weekend. You're listening to Sunday Worship. And friend, who doesn't like a good party? I mean, think about the cities. Well, they celebrate their sports teams, you know, when they win. I grew up in Chicago. I remember when the Bulls won their championships in the 90s and the city went crazy, you know. Families, they celebrate when a grandmother's turning 100, or individuals celebrate losing those, you know, 30 pounds and so forth. Those are great reasons to celebrate. But have you ever been invited to a party for a person who apologized for doing something wrong? In fact, in God's Word, in Luke 15, there's a story of a giant party held for a young man who decided to live a better life. In fact, Jesus told that story to show the kinds of things that God celebrates. Friend, maybe you're listening today and nobody's ever thrown a party for you when you turned over a new leaf. But I'm sure God did. Friend, when we turn our lives over to Him, we bring God joy. Luke 15:7 says, "There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance." Friend, have you given Him a reason to celebrate today?
Clear the stage and set the sound and lights ablaze, if that's the measure you must take to crush the idols. Jerk the pews and all the decorations too, until the congregation's few, then have revival. Tell your friends that this is where the party ends, until you're broken for your sins, you can't be social. Then seek the Lord and wait for what He has in store, and know that great is your reward, so just be hopeful. 'Cause you can sing all you want to, yes you can sing all you want to, you can sing all you want to and still get it wrong. Worship is more than a song. That you have made, and sit at home alone and wait for God to whisper. Beg Him please to open up His mouth and speak, and pray for real upon your knees until they blister. Shine the light on every corner of your life, until the pride and lust and lies are in the open. Then read the word and put to test the things you've heard, until your heart and soul are stirred and rocked and broken. 'Cause you can sing all you want to, yes you can sing all you want to, you can sing all you want to and still get. Is more than a song. We must not worship something that's not even worth it. Clear the stage, make some space for the one who deserves it. Anything I put before my God is an idol. Anything I want with all my heart is an idol. And anything I can't stop thinking
has in store, and know that great is your reward. So just be hopeful.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Great, your love was great. beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Amen. Travis Cottrell, and what a beautiful name. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. It's Sunday worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Connect with me on social media. Yeah, just visit facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online, K-R-O-L, facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. And friend, if you're ever in Las Vegas and you feel like a burger, well, drop into the Burger Brasserie. You can get a Kobe beef and Maine lobster burger with pancetta, goat cheese and arugula, drizzled with the 100-year balsamic, but be warned, the price of that burger is $777. What in the world? A lot of money, isn't it? Fred, think of this. Whenever you sit down at the kitchen table and open your Bible, friend, you're feasting on something that is more desired than gold and sweeter than honey. When people lose their appetites, we worry about them, don't we? As Christians, we should have a hearty appetite for God's word and for the kind of righteous living it produces. Hungering for spiritual food leads to growth. Growth leads to godliness, and that's not expensive. In fact, it's priceless.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. And secure from all alarms, leaning on the everlasting arms.
What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting.
Secure from
centering our hearts and minds on Jesus. Hope you're having a great Sunday. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. And for there are many kinds of tears. Some come from chopping onions. Others come from a fit of laughter. Maybe a sad movie can turn on the waterworks. Even smoke from a campfire can make our eyes water. You know, babies begin their lives with tears. Tears are important for lubricating our eyes and flushing away debris. But when we think of tears, we usually think of maybe burdens. You know, God sees our tears as seeds. Each tear shed in grief, disappointment, pain, or emotional distress is like a seed that falls from our eyes and lands in the garden of God's grace. And friend, he knows the meaning behind every drop, and none of them are unnoticed by him. Here's what the Bible says. Psalm 126, verse 5. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Look unto Jesus, friend, even through your tears.
I have journeyed through the long dark night, out on the open sea, by faith alone, sight unknown, and yet his eyes are watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are. I face the ranges. the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. Oh,